WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Cindy Sherman is a 36-year-old photographer who some critics have accused of being a shameless self-promoter. Sherman photographs herself in various disguises. Critic at large Laurie Stone recently saw an exhibit of Sherman's work in New York and says Sherman's pictures are theater, not art.
In a recent New York Times interview, Cindy Sherman said she identified more as a performance artist than as a photographer. It's an apt appraisal. Sherman is less interested in exploring what photographs can do than in using photography to document her ideas about images, how they're manufactured, how they push our emotional buttons, how they tell us what a man is and what a woman is and what beauty is and what ugliness is. Critics have called her a one-trick pony, and she is. She's mounted 8 shows in the last 10 years, all of them pastiches of popular culture genres like B-movies, fashion magazines, and tabloid horror stories. Almost all of her pictures are self-portraits, constructed with elaborate costumes, sets, lighting designs, and props. There's always a lot of glue and putty, fake noses, and other body parts meant to look artificial. But even though repetition is central to her work, her tableaus are continually startling, funny, and emotionally powerful. In her most recent show, she takes on art history, transforming herself into male and female figures in the styles of painters such as Goya, Raphael, Ang, and Titian. Again, we see where wigs are glued to her forehead and fake breasts attached to her body. Through the disguises, we see Sherman, a woman in her 30s whose looks are marked by an unflinching gaze. With all the fakery, her illusions are masterful. Walking through her show is like walking through a dream. Everything looks familiar yet different, off-kilter. In the most dizzying picture, she appears as a male swashbuckler. Her face is ruddy and her clothes disheveled. She looks like she's just had sex on a haystack. Her shirt is open, revealing a chest covered with dark, curly hair. Chest hair is such a powerful symbol of conventional ideas of masculinity, and for a woman to wear it is to take a radical departure from her own gender. But the picture is more complicated than this. The man's pecs are so developed and his nipples so pronounced, his chest has a female cast to it, and his hair is long, a tangle of black tresses. Sherman has concocted an image that zooms straight from the id, that is a portrait of the id. Sherman is making theater. Her pictures are about the pleasures and terrors of fantasy, of expressing forbidden thoughts, about busting through barriers that traditionally demark genders, classes, and races. Part of the power of her work comes from the fact that we know, all the time, that a woman is in control. The images she examines have been shared by women, but have originated in the imaginations of men. If an inscription were printed above her shows, it would read, "Now it's my turn." By impersonating the stereotypes and archetypes fashioned by men, Sherman calls attention to the subjective, agenda-filled sources of artistic inspiration, including her own. By rearranging herself rather than employing models, she makes her distortions exuberantly enjoyable. No one here is a victim of art or a passive foil. By willingly exposing the dark, fanciful, eruptive images that flood her mind, she testifies to the fact that the female imagination, like the male imagination, is fueled by an eroticism that seeks to celebrate life and by a rage that thunders against mortality. It's all there in the work. Pictures don't lie.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic. A catalog of Cindy Sherman's 1987 show at the Whitney Museum is available from the Metro Pictures Gallery in New York. Sherman will be showing at the Linda Cathcart Gallery in Los Angeles in June.